So first off, I don't know if you guys realize it, but there's a lot of work and planning went into tonight.
Our phenotype is speaking.
A lot of work and effort went into tonight. So I think if just echoing Isaac's words, by Isaac's words, to make sure to say thank you. Not now, because that's going to interrupt me. But I have to go over to Rabbi Jacob, to Rabbi Isaac, to Ozzy, to David, to Rav Hanan, to Yisrael, to all, and everyone really hope that all the counselors really, really put a lot of effort into this. This Friday is Rosh Chodesh Av, 2 yard sites. Anyone know what a yard site is?
Yeah.
Yard site is the day that someone passed away. Most of us think that a yard site is a sad thing. However, in the deeper circles of Judaism, the Jews that know Pnimius HaTorah, the inner secrets of Torah, they know that a yard site is not only a sad day, it's actually a very happy day. Does anyone know whose yard site is on Friday? This yard, two nights from now. Yeah, anyone?
The Rav.
Who? Not the Rav.
Aaron
HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen's yard site is this Friday, and also the Baba Varebi. The Baba Varebi, Shlomo Baba. Hundreds of thousands of people are going to travel to his kever in New Jersey and go to daven at his kever. Let me tell you a story about the Baba Rebbe and how he connects to Aaron HaKohen in 1 minute. Baba Rebbe lost most of his family, I think, if not all his family, in the Holocaust. He was on a train back after the war, and he saw a couple of the kids in his community who unfortunately now are orphans, and they didn't have any parents to be able to go home to. And the story goes is that, obviously, you know, these kids were very, very upset, and he went over to each kid trying to console them, trying to comfort them. And one kid said what he's going to miss most is his mother's Erev Shabbos cooking. His mother's Erev Shabbos cooking, which I'm sure you guys know Erev Shabbos, the smell of Shabbos in the house, very special. And he started crying, bawling on the train. He says he's going to miss his mother's cooking so much. So the Baba Rebbe took out a little cookie that was like probably hasn't processed for a couple of days. And it was very, very, you know, it wasn't so great. And he said, listen, this isn't your mother's cookie, but I just want to let you know, I'm going to try to be there for you for the rest of your life. And what happened was this boy who was ready to throw it all away, and a lot of survivors did, and we can have zero excuses on those people who did throw it away. But because the Baba Rebbe went out of his way on the train to be able to show a little care and concern for this boy on the train, what happened was is that not only did he stay from, but he became one of the Rebbe's closest students and a very, very, very special person. Aaron HaKohen is known for his one midah of loving peace and pursuing peace. Sometimes you could be in the bunk, you could be on the court, and you want to say something maybe that you should have just kept in your head. This Friday, it's not a coincidence, as Rabbi Storch says, there's no such thing as coincidence, there's only coincidence. DRS, whatever. He says at the end of the day, you want to know why Aaron HaKohen's yard site, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe? Why is it Aaron HaKohen's yard site is the beginning of the 9 days? Because Aaron's whole midah was caring for other people, loving other people. You want to know how to be happy? You give to other people. The whole theme of the summer is how to be happy. Anyone from Aleph knows how to be happy? You give. Because when you give, you get. Natan, Nason. What do you spell backwards, Nason? You get. When you give, you receive back. My tefillah to Hashem is that we should all be above the rabbis on our own level, to care for each other, to give to each other, to try to, whatever it is, on the court, in the bunk, and no matter who, where we go in life, especially now in the few days before the 9 days, to show Hashem how much we care for each other. We have one more speech.
Everyone please say
please be seated.